winning. Every time I go through the tunnel now, I see this huge green rectangular shaped light up above me. And it's always the same color of green. It's like a emerald green. I'm seeing folds and folds and folds of color. And here I am on those light beings again. They're rays of light beings. It's kind of like a one of those automated sidewalks where it moves. And they're carrying me upward to this beautiful light. There's a lot of gold and yellow. Greetings, my beloved. It is I, Gabriel. I come forth in this instance of time to deliver a message, and this message being for those of the leaders of each nation of this planet. For I use the term leaders in a liberal sense, as there is only one who is divine, and that is the Creator. And those of you who have been allowed to take position in a political sense as a leader, as a president, as a king, for your particular nations, must also accept this responsibility with great humbleness. For you are in a position of responsibility to carry forth with the power and love, power of love, which first brought you to this position, for you had chosen to help mankind in your incarnation and to be of assistance in this incarnation and to be in a position of power so that you might assist your fellow beings upon this planet. It is for me, Gabriel, to come forth and remind you of your purpose and your mission that you had chosen far before having been reborn in this incarnation. For you had chosen to be that of a bearer of deeds. And to be of power and also of humbleness. For without the peoples, you would have no power. And without the word, you would have no power. And indeed, you are powerless without that of the energies of the Creator. This I am here to remind you of, for you will come to great decision making within this coming year. And of this of which I am speaking to you is what is termed the New World Order. For this New World Order is powerful and has within it many positive phrases and words which will ring true in your ears. But I say to you that with the coming of what is termed the New World Order will also come decadence and defeat. You must recognize this before this order becomes in effect, for it is not the time, and it is not conceivable for these words to work upon the earth at this time, for there is too much work that you have left undone. And you, whom I'm speaking to as the world politicians, have lost much of your original justice and concern for your fellow mankind. That which you first came upon this planet with and held so deeply to your heart, of your concerns and of your desire to help those who are in need and punishments, to deliver those who are being faced with the injustices of society, you have quite misplaced your original thoughts and your original energies. This you must find once more, and if you cannot find it in your heart, then we from the spiritual realm ask of you to step down from your position and be honest enough to your fellow man to place those in power and in position who do honestly and truly desire the best for their fellow man and for their nation and for their world. Not only in a war sense, I am not speaking of this, I'm speaking of a spiritual and an environmental sense, where the energies are vibrating at this time for truth and honesty, and this must prevail. For the unity that must take place and that has been demanded and asked of you by Lord Michael to pave the way for that of the one who is yet to come, for there must be unity or there will be destruction, and all that about you will disappear as if it had never been there. This we do not desire to do from the spiritual realm. But there is one that has control of this, and we do not. And we will follow the Creator. For that which has been created can also be destroyed. And that which the Creator has given, the Creator can also take back. This you must take into consideration when you sign your signatures upon the papers of which will be forthcoming. Do not forget those who are suffering, and do not forget those nations who are tormented and suppressed. For we must all work in unity at this time. If one nation does not care to work in unity with the other, then join hands with those who will work. And so on, and so on. The rest will come later. They will fall into place directly, as they should. Have no fear. For if you are using your powers in a positive sense, then only positivity can come back from it. This I am reassuring you. As you hold the key to the doorway of the future of this planet in your hands, do not abuse it, and do not forget. For you had great love within you when you first began your journey here. Do not be deceived by material gains or promises from those who walk in darkness, for the division is at hand, and as the division takes place, the division will be amongst the nations, and so on, and so on. Do not look back, only look forward, and consider my words, for they do speak truth to you and will ring truth within your heart. And these words will be placed before you in the future, and they will be spoken to you. And if it rings a vibration within your heart, and raises up your memory of you, who you are truly within spirit, then you will know that this is your message, and you must listen not only with the ears of your physical self, but listen to the vibration of your soul. For time is of the essence, and the time is growing short. And as the lion's gate will be closing on the 8th month and the 8th day of 1996, your time is but a twinkling in the eye of the Creator. It will be up to you and your decisions upon this earth. For we wish for the Lion's Gate to remain open so that we can converse and come forth in the healing of this planet, as we dearly love this earth and all those upon it, and we wish to maintain it for the future. Your words and your challenges will be a great issue in the days ahead. Carry with it the weight of the responsibility of your decisions. We ask this of you. In the gravest of sincerity. In the greatest of sincerity. What's going on?